The town of Crossfield is preparing to host a drive-in movie screening and community group info night on April 29, with a special screening of Ghostbusters: Afterlife. The flick is a follow-up to the original Ghostbusters films, and has a heartfelt local connection, as scenes were shot in various rural communities in Alberta, including Crossfield and Baysecker. Aris Latham, event coordinator at the town of Crossfield, said previous year's drive-in movie nights held at the Crossfield Rodeo Grounds were a marked success, but last year's iteration was impacted by health restrictions during the COVID-19 pandemic and saw less of a public turnout. She said she anticipates a better attendance this time around, as health restrictions have eased. Plus, the selected film is a real favorite amongst Crossfieldians, who will enjoy pointing out many spots around town that appear on the big screen. "We're pretty confident this showing we're going to have a good turnout," she said. "Everybody in town is pretty partial to this film." According to Latham, residents are eager to get out and enjoy life again after many of their favorite community events were canceled or modified during the pandemic. "Everybody has had a very hard couple of years, and as much as parts of the pandemic brought the community together in a new way, people are ready to get back to seeing their neighbors face to face," she said. Latham added, "Over the last few years, there have been many new additions to the community and fresh faces seen around town, and the municipality is eager to get to know each community member better through the event. We really want to introduce them to events that we do here and have them feeling like they're part of the community," she said, adding the free showing will be a big draw for many. "Drive-in movies draw out young and old, and we've had people come from surrounding communities attending our drive-ins. Fresh Air Cinema, a full-service outdoor movie company based in Western Canada, will be providing a daylight-friendly LED screen for the special screening. That will be a benefit for many local families, as the town had to wait for the sun go down for their previous screenings. This time they have different technology, so we're going to be able to show it earlier, which accommodates a lot of the younger families as well," she said. Latham added the town is eager to start their drive-in movie season early this year to ensure they can fit as many in throughout 2022 as possible. She said the springtime showing will start at 7 p.m., with gates opening to the public an hour beforehand. Prior to the screening, approximately 9 community organizations will be present to provide residents with information on their services and additional community resources. Organizations attending the information session include Crossfield Farmers Market, Crossfield Chamber of Commerce, Airdrie BMX, Stepping Stones to Mental Health, and others. "We also have Expedition Consulting Management attending, who are going to be doing our parks and recreation needs assessment," Latham said. "They're going to be there putting a face out, as they're going to be engaging the community in the coming months for what they'd like to see happen in the community." Additionally, the Crossfield Rodeo Society will be present as part of their own fundraising efforts, managing the cash-only concession, which includes popcorn, pop, chips, chocolate bars, and more treats. Though the screening is free for attendees, Latham said she encourages those who come watch the movie to offer up a donation nonetheless. "This time, we're actually requesting donations for Positive Haven Animal Rescue in Carstairs," she said. "They've run into some financial difficulties with some higher need animals they brought in,